Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What is taking place in China, man? There's some interesting things. Was it 1.4 billion folks?
Like yes, there's a lot of people there.
one seventh of the population.
Yeah, it's a big country.
It's actually the biggest part of the church in the world.
Yeah, I believe the numbers are, and it's always changing. But
because it's so large.
Yeah, 130 million Christians. Most of them are underground. But, you know, Ruth Kramer is a Missions News Network correspondent with Charisma News, and she's reporting an awesome just kind of a segment on what's happening with the emerging church in China. And in this article, she writes how, you know, many people would think, because of China's history, that China is the worst country for persecution, although there has been, you know, a lot of persecution in China. Yes, they are listed in the top 50. They're not even in the top 10 of worst persecuted nations for the persecution of Christians.
In China,
believe it or not.
They're bulldozing over houses and arresting pastors?
I know it. And according to this article, China Partner and China Aid, who work extensively with the emerging church and emerging leaders in China, they're saying that there's a new sense of freedom coming to China and that things are just growing. That the church is just emerging and they're working right now on the next generation of leaders. Yeah. And there's another interesting article that just came out. Breitbart News is reporting, and they did this study. And the study's fascinating because what's talked about in this study, the China Economic Review, they're exploring the impact of religious beliefs on the economic development. And what they found is that Christianity has the most significant effect on economic growth. And that's what's happening in China because of the Christians there. I mean, it's really amazing.
We see that. We definitely believe in the business mountain that God's called us
Absolutely.
To go into to all seven spheres of the culture to be able to impact it. And you think about what God says, John, about business and finance. Mm-hmm. It's over and over and over again. He talks about, you know, how you do business and how the scales are and that – you know, he's the one that causes your business to reproduce and to grow.
Giving you the ability to gain wealth.
Yeah, and we're seeing that for those that sponsor and stand with even VFN TV.
Absolutely.
He had one particular businessman that, you know, he said, I want my, you know, company to be a part of that.
Yes.
I want to stand up for God and in Israel and country. And his business multiplied potentially, by six?
Yes.
By six. Six times. This is the God that we say. He just wants to be the God of your business.
Yeah.
And they're actually finding this out.
This is academic research. This is studies in the universities. And they've actually,
In China.
Right. They actually came to the United States to see why we're blessed.
They're embracing democracy over there.
Yeah.
They're actually beginning to embrace it. I mean, obviously nobody owns no land.
Mm-hmm.
Government owns it all. But just the concepts are really beginning to see. We want to prosper. So they're, what's strange is how you know, we are like – a lot of our people are just saying we don't want capitalism. You know, we don't, and it's like, but you know, people in China and Asia are going like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and you know, it's important for us as believers that live in America to see ourselves not as global citizens, but to see ourselves as global Christians.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of politics that are happening across the nation and a lot of things that are happening, but we have to remember that, you know what, although nations will be fighting against nations, you know, God loves the people in China.
Oh, yes.
God loves those that are Muslim. God loves people all over the world, and we need to have his heart and praying for them.
Right.
You know, and being in partnership with God, his kingdom would come.
Right. And so these statistics, Breitbart saying that
yes,
done these studies saying that.
They've done these studies, one of which is this Chinese economist who gained attention for arguing that China's economy would benefit from the spread of Christianity. He got this massive attention. He actually came to the United States and started doing research on why is America so blessed.
Right.
His conclusion was because of Christianity and all the churches that he was able to encounter and see in America.
Right, right.
And so they correlated that back with China. And so this we're going to make sure it's related for you here on the Torch. But it gives us a perspective to realize that when you make Jesus Lord, he's Lord of all.
Right.
And he'll begin to bless the work of your hands. He'll begin to bless your family. He'll begin to bless all these areas of your
life.
He's
into you.
Yes.
You know, God, the Lord is in. He's into you. He wants to be the Lord of. He wants you to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he is into what you're into. He's into your business. He's into your government. that he wants to be invited in. He wants you to see him in that. And he begins to just bring wisdom into it. He begins to bring and unfolds, yeah. you know, the wisdom of Solomon to, yeah. into the things.
So the economists are saying when Christianity spreads in China, our nation is blessed.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
The economist in China is saying.
The economist or the communist?
The economist.
So the economist in the communist nation
exactly.
is saying.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Think about
so
that.
So the economist
in the communist nation
saying yes. what now?
When Christianity spreads in China.
So the communist is saying they need to embrace Christianity.
Absolutely.
If they want to do good business.
That's right.
Kind of makes me want to be a sponsor. For
tell me about it.
I'm telling you. I'm so excited about this because understand that the eyes are going to begin to open up in the church to understand that God is going to – this. You think about it, there's about seven mountains in culture, you know, seven spheres of influence. You can call them mountains. You have the church or religion mountain. You have the family education. You have arts and entertainment. You have media. You have business. And I believe you have one other one.
Family.
A family. And he says to go make disciples of the nations. And so to make a disciple of a nation, then you have to actually begin to impact those parts of culture.
Sure.
And I when we get back, I don't know how much time we have before the break. We do have time. That, you know, VFN Kingdom Business. Yeah, VFN Kingdom Business is going to be just exploding
yes.
across the Gulf Coast and also across the nation, I believe, because God wants to, you know, kingdom business. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God will be preached to all, then the end will come. You know, salvation has been preached for many years, mm-hmm. and when you enter into the kingdom, one of the benefits of that is salvation and forgiveness of sin. But there is a king who takes dominion over each of these areas of our life, and we begin to serve our king as sons, the sons of God being revealed, and understands like these are the greatest days. You're supposed to be the head, not the tail. You're
That's
supposed
right.
to be blessed in all that you do. You're supposed to be a lender and not a borrower. And so things are going to begin to shift. We're going to begin to gather, you know, business leaders. Maybe you are a business individual that has your own business, or you're in business, or you work for a business. You're saying, you know, I want to know what God has to say about my business. I want to know wisdom.
A lot of people don't know that yeah. the Christians that they're anointed for business. You're anointed.
Right.
There's a grace for your place.
Right. I mean, the communist economist has got this now. So we got to get back to understanding this. And truly what has happened, we focus so much on the religion mountain, mm-hmm. the church mountain, that we pretty much begin to sing those songs, you know that you remember the songs for years, is take the whole world and give me Jesus. And it's
right.
like, take the other six mountains and give me Jesus. And it's like, that kind of happened.
They
and now
did.
They're trying to go into the church mountain and they're trying to tell the church what to do.
Right.
And they're shocked, but we lost six mountains. And we got to begin to take those mountains back. And there's believers in every one of them. But focusing on, John, what happened is that the church mountain mm-hmm. began to cause people to feel like they're not significant.
Correct.
They're not doing anything for God by being a CEO of a company.
Right.
Or being a manager or doing well with your business. Or
working in your job.
Yeah. You're doing a good job. But I read Titus this morning. Titus says, listen, if you want to really, you know, help the gospel out,
yeah.
do good at work.
Colossians, you know, do your work unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord. And he says this way, you're actually going to help people not have a bad understanding of the gospel
yeah.
and how we relate. And so when you begin to see, I'm supposed to be a disciple of Jesus right here in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am supposed to be impacting people here. And if you employ, you know, you have several different branches of your business. If you have, you know, so many different employees, I mean, think about it. You know, you have one pastor, for example, that has, you know, a couple hundred people in their church, and that's so beautiful. It's great that they're ministering to them. But you may have a couple hundred people at your business that you're actually employing, and you're teaching them how to the vision that God's given you for that business.
Sure.
And money is coming into their lives, and they're providing for their families, and they tithe, and they produce wealth in regards to the church mountain. So the finances that came in through your mountain. The one that you're supposed to take dominion over.
The one that you need vision for. The one
yes.
that you need creative concepts
yes.
for. The one that you need
yeah.
help and skill and
you
intelligence.
You don't have to go park cars, you know,
yeah.
as a CEO in a three-piece suit to be disciplined for the Lord. Find somebody else to park the car,
right.
and you begin to function confidently. Maybe you're even apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
You have ability to produce, you know, manage multiple locations. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that, and I'm excited about it. If you want to be a part of that, of course, contact VFN TV, because you'll be seeing that coming soon. And also, yes, all of our VFN KB partners, which is just that level of giving higher than the other, because any gift whatsoever become a partner. Great things available for you, like the green room and specials and teachings. They're there for a partnership of any amount. But for the kingdom business, you know, this is a series. We're going to be talking about, you know, value-based vision management. Mm. I am so pumped about that, because without vision, people perish.
That's right.
And so many businesses fail because they were just trying to make it to the next day, and they never thought about getting a vision for a week, much less, you know, for a year or five-year plan. I mean, if it wasn't for people having to get loans, I don't think they would even project out 5 years. But you have to have a five-year projecting business plan to be able to get a loan. But I'm excited about these things. God has something to say. And imagine this, and I know we're going to break, but imagine this. Imagine if God spoke over your business in such a way, prophetically, that told you the things you needed to know, where you needed to advertise, what you needed to do, how you needed to, who you needed to hire, what you needed to do in regard to the talented people that are in your company, or who you needed to network with. This is the God that we serve, and this is the God that wants to do that, but this is what he wants. He wants to bless you to be a blessing. There's been so much now what's been taught in America that's wrong and it's evil. God's not wanting you to stack up your quarters in a corner.
Yeah.
He says to Abraham, I'll bless you so you'll be a blessing to all nations. This is what he said. And so God wants to bless your business so you can be a blessing. So if you can help enough people become successful, you'll become successful. Mm-hmm. And if you can get that wrapped around your heart and your vision for your business, I'm telling you, there's no limit to what God can do through your company.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.